After several years of review and changes, this country's long-promised new physical development plan has just been laid before the House of Assembly. It is a plan that has been in draft as far back as 2017, but after the Motley administration came to office in 2018, there was a major review. Leading the team of government officials and specialists reviewing the plan was Marsha Cattle, who was at the time a minister in the Prime Minister's office. Speaking in Parliament, she has drawn attention to one of the challenges in pulling such a plan together, what she called the tensions in dealing with how we use land in a small island like Barbados.
It means that you have tensions, for example, between agriculture, land for that use, land for the purpose of housing, land for the purpose of commercial development, land for the purpose of renewable energy and meeting the targets that have been set for 2030, land for the purpose of recreation. You would have a situation where there's a commercial application, and our friends in agriculture would say, no, that's agricultural land. And PDP says, that's agricultural land, and you're not going any further with this. And as I would often remind the officers, your guidance is a recommendation. It's not an approval or a denial. But one understands the tension, because there are several competing draws on the resources that we have. We have to grow food. We have to build houses. We want to make sure that our supply of energy is sustainable. We want to have businesses. We want to run boat and play football. We want to breathe clean air, so we don't want to live in concrete jungles. These are all the competing tensions. And
MP Cattle went on to say this.
Politically, people tend not to say these things, but as it was in 2017, it was a very solid document. People get frightened to refer to former administrations, but it's not about the administration. In this case, it's about the officers and the team that worked on it. It was a solid document, but what it did not benefit from was all the things that had so rapidly changed and were continuing to change in that intervening period, and the honourable member made reference to so many of them. And so we realized that there were certain things that we had to amend, we had to account for, we had to look at this question of heights. And it is still something that concerns me today, because I wonder how much we will continue to spread out in single family dwellings for housing rather than go up.
Ms. Cattle also spoke on the thorny issue of how Barbados proposes to increase its population.
When we talk about what is the trajectory of the population, the fact that we now do not have enough people to be able to sustain the standard of living that Barbadians expect. That's what it's about, you know.
She referenced the Prime Minister's repeated calls for Barbadians to produce more children to boost the population, something that many people say they cannot afford or have no interest in doing. But in response, this MP says that's not the main focus of the Population Commission's report.
So I wanted, sir, to settle that matter, that when we're talking about population, we are first looking at making sure that our current population and their future generations have a role, have a stake, have a say, are able to meet their full productive capacity first. We look second at policies that support families and the proper functioning of the family. And we then look at the question of managed migration. But all of these things come in to the need for a physical development plan.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.